Thriving in Cuba is a system of belief centered on aspects of Yoruban mythology, brought to the so-called New World by Africans who, upon arriving, were forcibly immersed in Christianity. A sacred union beginning in the late 1700s would follow, and resulted in a new religious expression called, among other names, Santería. Cuba's enslaved Africans brought with them various religious customs, including trans-centered spiritual expressions and divination, a spiritual process allowing practitioners to communicate with their ancestors and African-centered deities. The tradition also includes animal sacrifice, dance, and sacred drumming. Cuba's Santería, which developed during the Spanish Empire, is a syncretic religious tradition, and it does not use a central creed for its religious practices, though its axiom of rituals and ceremonies, passed on orally, are readily understood and embraced by practitioners. Ceremony gatherings take place in private temple homes, Casa de Santos, Houses of Saints. Santerian deities include orishas, who are demigods. They have the onus of maintaining the earth with a specific focus on a portion of nature and watching over the affairs of humanity. In time, Santería would influence popular music in Cuba, whose innovations arose from the interplay between the sacred and secular world of enslaved Afro-Cubans. Those enslaved and their descendants reconstructed large numbers of percussion instruments from Africa and corresponding rhythms. Along the way, songs with similar percussive underpinning would come to light. And after many generations, some of those Santerian-centered songs would make their way to the performance stage. The religious song Babalu is one of them. Babalu, a song written by Margarita Lecouna, is a reference to Santería and one of its deities, Babalu Aye. It's also the title of a Santerian priest, with lyrics that pay homage to the deity while requesting a portion of good luck, love, and protection from harm. Many artists, including American TV's Ricky Ricardo, a.k.a. Desi Arnaz, Cuban-born American of I Love Lucy, also adopted the song in the late 1940s, which he regularly performed on the broadcast. Beyond finding it entertaining, few viewers of the hit show likely knew of or understood the profound historical and religious complexities of the tune rooted in African sacred music. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.